The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
I'm Senga, and welcome to Heritage South, the show connecting Southlanders to their heritage and where we talk about heritage happenings here in the South. And today I'm really excited because I'm joined by Lou Evans from We Magazine and Sarah Brown, who is the manager of Hei Wakatuia, to talk about one of my favourite heritage projects that had its genesis during Heritage Month this year. And it's such a good collaboration for us all to be involved in. So, of course, I'm talking about Preserved, which is the Culinary Heritage Community Cookbook that kind of percolated over Heritage Month. Is that right, Sarah?
It is. Yes, it is.
Indeed. Yes. So, Sarah, tell me a little bit about what Preserved actually is.
So, Preserved is a culinary cookbook that we're putting together, but it's probably more than a cookbook, isn't it, Lou?
Yeah, I'd say it's part cookbook, part memory bank. So yes, a Southland storybook with memories and recipes and visual archives, basically.
Yeah. So a little bit like those community cookbooks that we had through schools and those kind of things where people come together and they share their recipes, but it's bigger and better than that because it's going to incorporate more than just the recipes, because a big part of this is actually the stories behind what makes the recipe so special.
Yes, and also how visual this will be. So if you imagine a lot of those school books come out and they're quite polished and everything looks identical and beautiful, this is more the scrapbook you'd find or the recipe book you'd find in your nana's cupboard. Mm. And it's got stains on the corner and it feels like it's been used. And so we're looking for images from anything from like snapshots of where you eat the recipe or the plate that you put the dish on. All sorts of things will be in this. So it's not just recipe book, it's a scrapbook, I guess. Mm.
And it certainly sounds like the recipe book that I've got at home that I was given back in 1987 by my best friend, and it has become a scrapbook. And some of the recipes that I've got in there have been handwritten out by the people who gave them to me. And each of those recipes has a story. And I think that's really what we're, the essence of what we're trying to say, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, the recipes play a huge part of the book, but it's the stories that bring those recipes to life that we're looking for as well.
Yeah.
And any stories. There's no stories that, you know, that wouldn't be suitable. We want everything.
Yeah.
All the wee stories and all the big stories.
And I know, like, Lou, you've shared a couple of examples of things that we've already got to be part of the Preserved cookbook. So have you got an example that you could share, either of your own or one that we've already received?
There's some very interesting recipes that have already come through. So there's one, a pūkeko stew, which is quite entertaining. There's some tauroa soup, so things that you absolutely can't make now. but there's also some stories about how people brewed homebrew in the bathtub at university and the recipes that go alongside that, which include letting the wasps in through the window and just moments of people's lives, I guess, more so than the recipe itself.
So people could maybe tell the story and include the recipe, or they could include the recipe and take a photograph or do a drawing or, you know, whatever sparks their memories from whatever it is that they're trying to share. I know you've got a good story there, Sarah.
So my mum has submitted a recipe of the family ambrosia that she makes every Christmas. And on its own, it's a very simple ambrosia recipe, but she serves it every year in a giant chili bin. Makes it in the chili bin, transports it in the chili bin, and serves it in the chili bin with giant ladles. So that's a great example of the story being, you know, the icing on top of the cake, I suppose you could say, as to the recipe being special.
And I hope you've got a photo of it.
I've got a photo that was taken last year of my nieces diving into it with giant ladles. So it's become quite an iconic part of our Christmas get-togethers. So,
yeah.
very, very special.
Oh, really special.
And it's also a recipe that she makes en masse, so it's like serves like 100 people.
But actually, sometimes it's those recipes, isn't it? That it's like everything, you know, things take time. Mm. I've got one that I used to make when my kids were younger, and all it was a packet of chocolate chippy biscuits dunked in sherry and sandwiched delicious. Together with cream. And then you decorate it and whatever you wanted to over the top if you wanted to make it Christmassy. You know, no cooking skills involved whatsoever. Well, that's right, because I mean, I'm not actually known for my culinary expertise. But it became the only time we ever had it was Christmas time. But I needed to make it the morning of, because then it would go all lovely and gooey and everything. And it was, you couldn't eat it, make it and just eat it. You had to
let it marinate.
Allow it to do its thing. So I think that's another really important part of that. So you are still wanting people to contribute some of these for the magazine.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like a lot of people are too scared to give me the recipes because they don't think they're big enough or, I don't know, great.
Special enough.
Yeah. But yeah, it's all about the aggregate, I guess, of all of these coming together to make it a truly Southland, I guess, food is our love language, right? So this is our way of showing what Southland looks like on a plate over generations as well. So if it's a recipe you make now, or if it's a recipe that maybe your nana made, or anything, it's all a little snippet in time that together will tell a wider story of Southland.
I just get really excited about that, because I think that when I've been talking to people about it, everybody has one of these stories. And so I think for me that's the key. Don't think, well, it's nothing special. It's not a unique recipe. It does not matter. It's the story that goes along with that particular recipe. I know that you know, the idea of preserved, that idea of preserving things as well. So it can be food, or it just can be memories. But I know back when I was a teenager, my mum was not someone who did a lot of preserving. I think we made crab apple jelly once because we had them growing in the garden, but it wasn't really her jam, so to speak. But I remember I was going out with a guy whose mum was really into stuff like that, and so she actually got me along and did some preserving with boysenberries, and it was such a special experience. Nothing unique or special about it, but the story around it. And she's a lovely lady that I still see today. So, you know, I could go back to her and go, hey, remember when we did that? And she would remember. So I think it's those things, I think, that are really important with what we're trying to do. So, of course, it's going to be published.
Yes.
Which I think is really, really exciting. If you have a story that you would like to contribute, a recipe that you would like to contribute, then you can send them in. We'd like them in by the end of the year, because then it gives Lou time to put stuff together and work her magic. And so, yeah, do send them in to us by Christmas. And we're taking them at Hey Wakatuia. So it's just hello@heywakatuia.nz. But you can give us a call.
We're happy.
Yep, absolutely. Come in. I know Diane's got a little sheet at the desk,
so
you can actually fill something in if you pop in and see us. And you should, because there's a great exhibition on at the moment. But we're hoping that we're going to bring it full circle, and we're going to have a beautiful book launch at the beginning of Heritage Month, because, of course, Heritage Month this year is when it started, and Heritage Month 2026, which will be 170 years of Invercargill, by the way, people, then I think it'll be really special to do that. And there will be a limited edition prints available from Hey Wakatuia when they're ready. And the other really lovely thing is that it would make a great gift, because at the back there's going to be an opportunity for you to write your own recipes into this as well. So I think it's going to make a really special
turn it project into a family heirloom.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I don't care what age you're at, but you know, it's something that you can actually take forward and leave for your next generation.
And that was kind of the whole impetus behind Preserved as a Cookbook, was part of the heirloom exhibition that we had for Heritage Month this year, and seeing how food and how important that thread of food was, and all the artifacts that we showed.
Because don't we all love food?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, honest. Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be food. I'm thinking I've got a really good recipe that I got out of a crock pot book, which was all about doing a mulled wine.
Yeah, I am down for that.
Yeah.
And that was a great thing.
I will test that recipe for you if you like.
Excellent. And it is really good. And then so once you'd finished making your mulled wine, you could actually clean out your crock pot and you could make this really yummy rice pudding using Arborio rice. Yeah. You know, and it was just delicious. So, you know, there's all sorts of things. You know, you don't have to be some sort of whiz-bang cook.
No,
it's just the stories. So again, if you want to contribute, we would love to hear from you. So contact us at Hey Waka Tuia, and share those recipes with us.
Mm. Yeah, we'd love to see them.
We would love to see them. Hey, look, thanks very much for joining me, Lou and Sarah.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to everybody sending us their recipes.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for joining us on Heritage South, and thanks for listening. This show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download this episode. Just look for us in the Programs tab. Links can be also found on Facebook through Radio Southland's page, facebook.com/Radio Southland, and Heritage South at heritagesouth.nz. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any episodes, you can subscribe to this podcast on the Apple Podcast platform, through the Access Media app, or on Spotify.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.